Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Cade Sprecher. Joining us today is Lisa Sherman, director of the Stewart Public Library, here to talk about the recent library book sale put on by the Stewart Library Foundation.
Lisa, we had our Stewart Library book sale just over this last weekend. I understand it was fairly successful. Just give us an idea of the kind of books that people came out and purchased and the ways that the community is supporting the library.
Well, we had a very successful sale, and a special thank you out to the foundation who put that on for us, for the pals who did all the work. That's really important, our volunteer group. They were outstanding. We had every kind of book. We did have fun counting how many we sold. That was kind of a new thing to keep track of this year. As of today, we've sold 1,064 books. We're pretty happy with what we've raised. It was just under $1,100. And, you know, we have to pay a little advertising. But we were really pleased.
Well, that's tremendous. Obviously, I just have to wonder. I mean, we saw some photos and people that visited the sale even saw how many books you had up here. And so, taking that mental conception of how many books that we had and then subtracting just over 1,000 books from that, is that a noticeable dent in the excess library stock?
Sure. A noticeable dent. Yeah, it's great. It's been great. You know, you always have a few books left over, and we're kind of excited. We're going to start a summer book sale corner. So good books to take to the beach, take to the pool, take camping, things you don't have to worry about returning to the library. We love our patrons. We love you coming and checking out books. We try to service that need. But hey, everybody wants a book that they just call their own.
And so this will be kind of an ongoing sale, a continuation. And you've picked out some specific types of books for the sale, right?
We're selecting through all of the genres. We've started with our large print. We're working through the paperbacks, fiction, nonfiction, and children's books also. So we'll look for some inspirational books. We've got a good choice to go with those. And we're just going to have some fun with it.
With this kind of fundraising that's taken place, I mean, this is a noticeable chunk. We had talked about before just what this means to the library, the ability to purchase more books and to keep an updated library stock. In fact, I remember you saying we have to spend about $1,000 a month in order to just keep the library current. And so this kind of buys the library one of those months for the year. That's very exciting.
It is exciting. And then aside from just the book collection, what we saw this book sale was there were so many new people that came in and they asked for more information about our library. A few got library cards for the first time here from us, and then others joined the PALS group. So it was a fun and exciting way to see people come into our community, or maybe they've lived here for years, but I expect to see them again.
Mm-hmm. So it also kind of functions as a sort of outreach for the library.
Yes, it certainly does. We have a lot of programming. I know we're going to have a great time. We've got a special author coming in May, and we'll let you know about that soon.
Any final thoughts on the book sale then? And just wanted to mention to people how much of a success you have had here, and just especially anyone you'd like to thank. You mentioned a few, but there were so many people that collaborated to make this happen.
We had a committee that was formed to work on the book sale, and we had a chairman this year, which really freed up a lot of my time as the director and staff time. And that coordinator was Teresa Powell, and she was just outstanding. And I don't know that there was anyone that could tell her no. So she just really motivated all of us, and it was beautiful. People are owning their public library.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Lisa Sherman for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.